Librarians. You know them. I know them. They're the ones with the books. They shush people and they get paid to read.
Neither of those things are true at all. I can look up your account. That is no problem.
With my license?
Uh-huh. Liking to read is not enough to be a librarian, especially now. It's not just books at all. We are part of the community. We are an anchor in the community. Those are due in 3 weeks.
Morgan Rose Pershing is the Avalon Library's new full-time librarian. She's in her early 40s. She's friendly with long blonde hair, dressed casually, a few tattoos visible, no glasses, and in her library, books are just the beginning.
Libraries can do anything for anyone. We are a wealth of resources, not just information, but programming and connecting people, and not to mention upholding the First Amendment and being anti-censorship. There's so much bad information out there, so we help teach people how to find the good information and what is actually a fact. I just think libraries are so important and they have the power to change lives.
Not long ago, Morgan was working in the Santa Clara library system. She came to Catalina for the weekend with a friend. They stopped by the Avalon Library.
We came here and I just was so struck by how cute this library was.
I can confirm this.
And how much potential it had to be more a part of the community and a destination for people to actually come to the library when they're on the island.
For years, librarians have cycled through the library in 3 week stints. She says no one wanted the job.
I suppose that if you have a family, you maybe don't want to move to an island or it's just not convenient. But I just have cats, so they don't care where we live.
Morgan and her cats are here to stay. She moved to Avalon 4 months ago, and today she's showing me around her new digs. The library is small, really small. It's just one room.
Here's the nonfiction section.
It's bright with that familiar library smell.
Well, here's our print station.
Books line the perimeter, and there are two rows of freestanding shelves. The tour doesn't take long.
These are books about Catalina or written by people from Catalina. Here's our Spanish collection. And then we only have room for 3 public computers. Think about that. That might help you get an idea of how small our library is.
It's a small library for a small town.
People do know that I'm the librarian. I mean, I can't walk down the street without being the town librarian. The community got really used to not having a librarian. And now when I do story time with kids and I'm still there the next month that they see me, they say, "You're still here." And it kind of breaks my heart, but it also makes me very happy.
Libraries have a lot to offer kids.
With children, we've got it down. We really know how to do it. But with adults, it's been ignored, and they are the hugest contingent of our patron base. And they vote. If you make an advocate out of an adult in your library, you know, they'll help you.
Morgan says funding for libraries is never guaranteed. When it shows up on the ballot during an election cycle, she wants voters to understand the scope of resources provided by the library.
I have definitely helped people find jobs while being a librarian, and that can change a life. And not only that, teaching people how to use computers in this day and age, if you don't know, you're really stymied. You are really behind the curve. And seeing that light bulb go on when they get it.
Morgan is passionate about adult services in libraries. At her last job, she helped create an art studio inside her library. She ran a graphic novel book club and offered classes on how to raise chickens in your backyard. But for the residents of Catalina to take advantage of the programming she dreams up, they need access.
I want everyone on this island to have a library card. It's small enough that we could literally go door to door and sign people up for library cards.
With a library card, residents can use the Wi-Fi, check out books, DVDs, magazines, but that's not all. The privileges extend beyond the library itself. I overhear Morgan giving the full scoop on library cards to a patron who's visiting from over town.
May I butt in and say that with a county library card, you still have access to all of the e-resources with your library card. So we have tons of stuff. We have amazing databases. We have ebooks. We have audiobooks. We have movies. We have Hoopla.
Hoopla is a digital streaming service. I didn't know that. I thought she meant, you know, Hoopla. I'm still learning all the library lingo.
I mean, you can learn a new language if you want to, you know, if you're writing and you want to self-publish, we have a platform for that. It's amazing. There's just so much you can do with your library card. Get a little excited about that.
But the library card mission won't be easy. She'll need volunteers to knock on doors. And in order to volunteer for a county-run library, those volunteers need to be fingerprinted. And until recently, that meant a trip to the mainland.
And then, you know, once you get over town, you have to get to the place to get fingerprinted, and then you have to come back, and it costs money, and it takes time.
That is, until now.
I have just figured out with the sheriff's office that we can do it here on the island, and the county will pick up the tab, so I am going to start rolling out getting more volunteers here, and that would be like the army that we could have, going through the streets and making sure that everyone has a library card.
Negotiations with the sheriff, an army of volunteers? Shushing is not on this librarian's to-do list.
I want to hear laughter in my library. I want to hear people enjoying being here.
And do you need to open that door?
I do need to open the door. It's time to open the library.
Catalina, the library doors are open and your cards are waiting. I'm Carly Shiraki for KISL and the Transom Traveling Workshop.